Okay, we're back, and so are you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast, brought to you by PuckLodge.ca. If you use the code GOOD, you can get free shipping on all orders, single item orders, to anywhere in North America. So your daddy will love you just in time for Father's Day. I'm Cal, that's Chuck. No, I'm Cousin Tom, and that is... Actually, whatever, I'm Cal, and that's Chuck. What's up, dude?
Not much. I've just been struggling with fantasy hockey as I'm sure you know. Both Ekblad and MacKinnon are on my IR, and I've got like three or four guys that have really been underperforming for the last 2 weeks. So I'm a little concerned about how the playoff performance is going to be for my team. But other than that, you know, everything's fine. How about you? What's up?
Dude, I think I've clinched first place in the keeper league that we're in. Like, it's literally impossible for anyone to beat me in a first place, which means that I get a bye for next week.
Not bad at all.
It's pretty chill. I had picked up Brandon Hagel because the Tampa Bay Lightning have what is referred to as a streamagami next week. That is to say, every off night available, the Tampa Bay Lightning have a game. So I was thinking Brandon Hagel might be some good preparation for that. But I may end up just holding him to keep him out of someone else's hands. And I also believe that I scooped him up in the good fantasy hockey league. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Taking the opportunity away and taking the opportunity for myself. I mean, this weekend is a big weekend, especially if you're battling for a playoff position. I'm sorry if you're in a position that you have to be doing that. But
yeah, I feel you.
If you're a little bit more comfortable with your matchup or the fact that you're just going to get into the playoffs anyways, I would recommend using the rest of your pickups for this week to prepare for next week. And yeah.
Yeah, for that Monday, Tuesday.
Pretty much. But Charlie, let us run through the streamers that are good for this weekend for anyone that is battling for a playoff spot or a better position. As always, the Fantasy Hockey Stream Strategy is designed to find maximum value in the upcoming NHL schedule. For fantasy hockey, streaming means picking up players for a short period of time to maximize starts. The Stream Strategy has compiled a list of players that we deem are worth consideration to pick up for the rest of the weekend. Listen to the podcast wherever you're listening to it here, as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Find the text version on Reddit and follow us on Reddit. Our user is r/goodhockeypod.
That's right.
All right. Charlie, this week's schedule, Thursday and Saturday and Sunday, are the on nights, so more than half of the teams in the league are playing on these days. Friday, that's our off night. Less than half of the teams in the league are playing. Good schedules: Anaheim, Chicago, Dallas, Florida, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York Islanders, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. We all like their schedules. Tampa Bay only has two games, but they do have the Friday, including a back-to-back on Friday and Saturday. Both of them are favorable matchups for the Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
The Anaheim Ducks, the Blackhawks, and the New York Islanders all have three games this weekend, including a Friday matchup. And the Stars, the Panthers, and the Wild have three games, but none of them play on the Friday.
Now, it's tricky.
Yeah. Bad schedules: Montreal, Nashville, Philly, Vancouver, and the Capitals. Many teams have two games scheduled this weekend with either Thursday and Saturday splits or Friday to Sunday splits. We have decided to focus on teams that have three games scheduled, since the on nights this weekend could still have opportunity for streaming. I like that point, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
All of the information is sourced through Yahoo Fantasy Public Leagues, The Score, Frozen Tools, and dailyfaceoff.com. The streamers. Start off with the Anaheim Ducks, Charles.
Starting off with Anaheim, I'm liking the look of Sonny Milano. He's on the first forward line, second power play unit, rostered in only 4% of leagues. Does have a season ranking of 469. Also, Ryan Getzlaf back up on the first line, first power play unit, rostered in only 16% of leagues. Lots of great value there for a first line, first power play unit player. Season ranking of 340. Also getting a try on the first power play unit and the first forward line for the Anaheim Ducks is Gerald Mayhew. season ranking of 7-11, rostered in 0% of leagues. And I like Jamie Drysdale, first defensive line, first power play unit, season ranking of 5-09, but he is rostered in only 14% of leagues. And I'm also liking the look of Cam Fowler this week. First defensive line, second power play unit, first PK unit. He's got a season ranking of 312, rostered in 35% of leagues.
Next up is the Chicago Blackhawks. Do we have any value there?
Yeah, the most value you're going to find on Chicago probably lies with Dylan Strome. He's centering the first line between DeBrincat and Kane. He's also on the first power play unit, rostered in only 32% of leagues. Season ranking of 268 is also not bad considering he's on the Chicago Blackhawks, which everybody knows has been a terrible team this year. Dominik Kubalík, season ranking of 337, rostered in 24% of leagues, second forward line and second power play unit. Jonathan Toews has the same deployment with a season ranking of 445, rostered in 25% of leagues. And also some good value with Taylor Radish, a new addition to the Chicago Blackhawks. He's on the second forward line and first power play unit, rostered in only 2% of leagues with a season ranking of 440. And finally, Erik Gustafsson, if you're looking for a defense, there is an option from Chicago. He's on their second defensive line, second power play unit, rostered in 0% of leagues, but he does have a season ranking of 578.
Yeah, Strome has some nice value, actually. I'll probably give him a look. It's interesting, just as his roster percentage has gone up and not really his season ranking, I'm like, oh, he's more desirable now.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, but there's probably other guys with similar deployment, maybe not the same quality as line mates, but certainly producing at a higher season ranking than Dylan Strome and probably at better value overall in terms of roster percentage. So it's just interesting to go like, oh, 32%, now I kind of want him more. What's up with that? What's up with that human brain psychology?
Yeah, maybe just some FOMO, you know, you don't want to miss out on him. If everybody's grabbing him off of free agency, why not you as well, right?
That's probably why it has attributed some value to him for sure.
Yeah. All right, looking at Dallas, Vladislav Namestnikov, season ranking of 493, rostered in 2% of leagues. He's on the second forward line with no special teams deployment. Denis Gurianov, season ranking of 275, rostered in 10% of leagues. He's on that second forward line, second power play unit. Esa Lindell, first defensive line, second power play unit, and first PK unit, rostered in only 24% of leagues with a season ranking of 288. I've seen many defensemen that are well behind him in the rankings with a much higher roster percentage. So take a look at Esa Lindell if you are one of those folks who are holding, say, Mark Giordano near like the 500 ranking. Also from Dallas, I like the look of Scott Wedgewood. He's coming over from Arizona at the trade deadline. He is their backup goalie, so monitor starting lines to see when Wedgewood is playing. Season ranking of 328 and rostered in only 7% of leagues. I have a feeling he'll do well with the defensive system that the Dallas Stars have.
Yeah, I like him for this Sunday matchup Dallas has against the Seattle Kraken, but I don't know if he will get too many looks otherwise.
I hear you.
Let's just move right on over to the Florida Panthers.
Carter Verhaeghe has probably the most value on this team as a streamer. He could obviously be a holder long-term, especially as the playoffs come up, and the Florida Panthers have, I believe, one of the better schedules for playoffs. Carter Verhaeghe, season ranking of 123, rostered in only 57% of leagues. He's on that first forward line with Barkov and Giroux now, and he also plays on the second power play unit. After that, it drops off. We're looking at Mason Marchment with a season ranking of 185, rostered in 20% of leagues, but he gets third forward line deployment and second power play unit deployment. Ben Chiarot is on the first defensive line and first PK, season ranking of 455, rostered in 34% of leagues. Radko Gudas on the second defensive line, second PK, season ranking of 114, and that's because he has, I believe, 300 hits on the season, rostered in only 56% of leagues. Any league that calculates hits should have Radko Gudas on a team. And finally, Spencer Knight, season ranking of 259, rostered in 53% of leagues. Once again, he's the backup goalie, so monitor starting lines to see when Knight is playing, but he should get at least one game with the back-to-back that Florida has on Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I actually think it's flipped around a little bit. Bobrovsky, as a Bobrovsky owner, I've noticed that he hasn't been playing as much recently. And monitoring the Florida Panthers subreddit, I think I've gathered that Bobrovsky was hit in the face with either a puck or a stick at practice a few weeks ago. And actually, I think he needed like 10 stitches.
That's no good.
This might be misinformation and fake news, but I think there is an explanation that Bobrovsky was injured with was injured in practice, but it's not a severe injury. But they are just trying to give him some rest and give Spencer Knight
some time, some experience,
some more opportunity to show his legs, while Bobrovsky gathers his as they move towards playoffs. So it's a little concerning. I do expect Bobrovsky to start getting some games back in, especially as they head towards playoffs, because they don't want him to go in there, you know, dry.
Yeah.
So maybe a 50-50 split between Spencer Knight and Bobrovsky for the rest of the season, which means that Spencer Knight has a ton of value.
Yeah, but I hear you.
He's not really playing above those quality start levels that you would want to see, so I don't know. Maybe you can get some wins, but not a lot of great save percentage and goals against...
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
Cool. Let's just go right on to the Minnesota Wild then.
Minnesota Wild is a bit of a broken record. There's only a few guys that you can really stream from them. First off, we're looking at Matthew Boldy, or Matt Boldy. Season ranking of 366, rostered in 16% of leagues, second forward line, second power play unit. I also like Frederick Goudreau. Season ranking of 347, rostered in 2% of leagues, second forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. Jacob Middleton, season ranking of 545, rostered in 3% of leagues. He's on the first defensive line and second PK unit. If you're looking for hits and blocks, Jacob Middleton with this deployment is ideal for that. And finally for Minnesota, I like Jonas Brodin, season ranking of 376, rostered in 7% of leagues, second defensive line, second power play unit, first PK unit. Just some great deployment out of him, and I find that whenever I look to stream Jonas Brodin, he seems to have some very, very good nights. So, a little anecdotal there, but I like Jonas Brodin for streaming, particularly this year.
Yeah. Okay, next up, New Jersey Devils. Who do you like?
Yegor Sharangovich, season ranking of 380, rostered in 9% of leagues, first forward line, second power play unit, second PK unit. Also like Dawson Mercer, season ranking of 322, rostered in 6% of leagues. He's also up on that first line on the other side of Jack Hughes. Second power play unit, no PK time. Nico Hischier is a must consider as a streamer. He's got a season ranking of 204, rostered in 35% of leagues. Second forward line, first power play unit, and second PK unit. And finally, Damon Severson. Season ranking of 241, rostered in 33% of leagues. Second defensive line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. Dougie Hamilton has taken the number one defensive spot from him after returning from injury. But Damon Severson still on that first power play unit means that he is worth taking a look at.
Yeah, it's a rinse, wash, and repeat every episode for the New Jersey Devils.
Yep.
We should really just copy and paste saying that every episode and just plug it in, yeah.
Yeah,
you have a bunch of names from the New York Islanders that personally I don't think we all have to go through, but
no, listeners
can see the exclusive content in the text post on Reddit. Make sure that you follow and turn on notifications so that you see the stream strategy as soon as it comes out. Let's go through the Islanders real quick.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave a couple of them out, as you were saying, but Anders Lee, season ranking 189, rostered in 51% of leagues, first forward line, first power play unit. Brock Nelson, season ranking of 145, rostered in 43% of leagues, which is low, first forward line, first power play unit. I also like Ryan Pulock, season ranking of 565, rostered in 26% of leagues. He's on the second defensive line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. And finally, I'm going to be taking a look at Semyon Varlamov, season ranking of 223. He is rostered in 70% of leagues, so it's going to be tricky to find him. But he will be the starting goalie for the New York Islanders while Ilya Sorokin is day-to-day with an undisclosed injury, I believe.
Okay. Tampa Bay Lightning, who do we like for this weekend? And I would just like to emphasize the Tampa Bay Lightning after we go through this weekend streamers, because they have a Streamagami next week, which means any pickup that you use for this weekend on the Tampa Bay Lightning should certainly just end up being a hold for the entirety of next week. Save yourself using another pickup for next week.
Good call.
Who do we have for the streamers this weekend?
Anthony Cirelli, season ranking of 170, rostered in 28% of leagues. He's on the second forward line and second PK unit. He is not listed with power play deployment on Daily Faceoff, and I couldn't find him on Frozen Tools either. However, he did get a couple of power play points the other night, so that deployment could be different than what I saw. Brandon Hagel, season ranking of 384, rostered in 8% of leagues. Third forward line with no special teams deployment as of now, but he has shifted on and off both the power play and the PK units for Tampa. I'm liking Ross Colton with a season ranking of 252, rostered in only 3% of leagues. Third forward line, but he does get that second power play deployment. No PK time. And finally, Eric Chernak, if you're looking for blocks and hits, not a bad option. Season ranking of 521, rostered in 6% of leagues. Second defensive line and second PK unit.
Yeah, I just saw that Nathan Cirelli was available in the Good Fantasy Hockey League and picked him up.
You scooped him, eh?
Yeah, I was just debating six forward from the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, I was debating between him and Robert Thomas to stream for this week. I think I'm going to go back to Thomas and hopefully catch him on another one of his streaks where he has like 10 points in 10 games or something like that.
Okay, folks, so you should probably check your leagues. I'm going to assume that the first line of the Tampa Bay Lightning are all scooped up, rostered already in whatever league you're participating in. But otherwise, the second line in Tampa Bay Lightning is Andre Palat, Anthony Cirelli, and Alex Killorn. All of those guys are also getting some sort of power play deployment. Anthony Cirelli apparently not listed on Daily Faceoff or anywhere else that Charlie could find. But he's getting them in game, so something's going on. So I'm just going to assume that he does have some opportunity to maybe get on the power play, and it's not Ross Colton for real. But Killorn on that first power play unit is probably your best bet, and then Palat is QBing that second power play unit.
Yeah. And Palat and Killorn, like, both of those guys are rostered, I think, in between 80 and 90% right now, so really, for the top six group of the Tampa Bay Lightning, it's Anthony Cirelli or nobody in terms of streaming. Mm-hmm. And quite a drop-off. You know, he's rostered at only 28%. There's a lot of availability out there. And yeah, he's streaky. He has his moments.
Yeah. Okay,
I think that's... have one power play point last night.
Yeah.
It wasn't overtime, so maybe that's why we don't see him on the regular units.
Right. Okay, again, all of our information is sourced from Yahoo, Fantasy Public Leagues, The Score, Frozen Tools, and DailyFaceoff.com. Charlie, what's the stream strategy for this weekend?
I'm going to be looking at the defenseman, Esa Lindell from the Dallas Stars. Going to look to pick him up Thursday and hold him for the weekend. I'm going to need a defenseman, or rather, I have a defensive spot open all four nights this week, so Esa Lindell will be able to get three starts for me. I'm also looking at New Jersey. Dawson Mercer and Nico Hischier are really high up on my list for streamers for this weekend. I'd probably be doing the same thing, picking them up Thursday and holding for the weekend. And then finally, I'm going to be looking at Tampa Bay. If you're picking up Anthony Cirelli, I might have to go for the consolation prize of Ross Colton, since Brendan Hagel is already being held in both leagues. But same thing, I'd pick him up Friday, hold him for the back-to-back, and either drop him Sunday or just have some faith and hold him for the four off nights that Tampa has next week.
All right, and my stream strategy is nothing for this weekend. I'm just prepping for the next few weeks. Playoffs, baby, let's go.
Playoffs, that first place berth. You gotta love it.
Yeah, in both leagues, likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things are going good. I manage fantasy hockey.
Yeah, I'm kind of good at fantasy hockey. And pay for groceries by flipping uranium securities. I'm gonna be a doctor in 6 years or something.
Jeez. That PhD coming through, eh?
I was born with a PhD, but now I'm gonna earn one on paper.
Jeez. That's the mentality to have.
Okay, I think that's it from us today. Pucklux.ca, code DAD, free shipping anywhere in North America. Code PUCK, 20% off your order. So if you're ordering more than one thing, you might save more money. Just figure it out. Honestly, for the cost of a pack of beer, okay, a 2-4 of beer, you could get two amazing items from Pucklunch.ca sent to your front door. One of them could go to your dad for Father's Day, and he would say that you're the best son ever, and you would say, damn, I love right. you, Daddy. And the other one, you could wear, and you could probably get some
Double kill count confirmed by Puck Legends. 100% increase. It's
fall confirmed. Fall camo confirmed from pucklegends.ca.
That's pretty
good. No grenades. Okay.
All right, folks.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Good luck this weekend.
Goodbye. Okay,